Tom Hague with the Minnesota Corn Growers on the board there, and I'm also a board member of the National Corn Growers Association.
Tom, what can you tell us about reports that the White House will hold a meeting Monday morning to discuss the renewable fuel standard brownfield here? We've been trying to get confirmation on this, and a lot of places are saying that it's going to happen, but it's hard to get a really solid source on that. So what can you tell us?
Well, from what we've been hearing, the Corn Growers, National Corn Growers Board had a conference call last night, and that's the first we heard about it, and then we had another one this morning, and from what we're hearing, there is going to be a meeting 9 o'clock Eastern time in the White House, and select few individuals are going to be there meeting with, the president will not be involved in this meeting. We're figuring Vice President Pence is going to be there, along with Secretary of Ag Perdue and EPA Administrator Pruitt. And then there is some selected individuals from some refineries, and also individual Jeff Broin is going to be there representing Poet, and another person is going to be there to represent ethanol. And we were trying to get a president of our Corn Growers Association, Kevin Schoonis from Fargo, North Dakota area, and I don't think we had any luck because I haven't gotten any confirmation back on that. So it would have been nice to have our corn growers' voice there on Monday morning, but it doesn't sound like we're going to be that lucky to be there.
Tom, is it pretty firm that these talks on Monday will really center on potential RIN cap and the Reed vapor pressure waiver, or could this potentially just be another in a series of kind of informational gathering type meetings by the White House?
What we've been kind of hearing, Mark, is that this is going to be more of a down-to-earth meeting where they're going to say, okay, we would like to see, this is coming from the administration side, that they would like to see a cap put on the RINs, and then with that, we will get the Reed vapor pressure, so we would be able to have E15. And
can't talk right now. Get out.
That's, as far as from the corn grower side, that's not a... it's not a good situation. By capping the RIMS, that's just going to take all the mechanisms that we've had in our toolbox using RIMS prior for higher ethanol blends right down to hardly anything. So there will be no incentive for higher blends to be blended with ethanol or with ethanol and gasoline right now.
I saw a comment this afternoon from Brian Jennings, the executive director of the American Coalition for Ethanol, who said that they will fight any possible changes to the RFS in court and would win. So I would imagine if any kind of compromise involving any kind of RIN cap is thrown out there, Tom, that it's going to be contested heavily.
It would. You're right on that, and Mark, because our board even talked about it. If it doesn't come out to be the positive way that we'd like it to see, that yes, that the corn growers would probably be interested in joining that lawsuit, and with what the Brian Jennings from ACE mentioned, that they've got a lot of good scientific and data from a previous lawsuit that this would put in our favor. But let's hope we don't have to go that far, then we can get this thing straightened out. But you know, this is, it's not a fight between the oil and ethanol groups. This is a political issue, and sometimes it's tough to get political issues to how we would like to see them go.
What's the order of authority on all of this? Is this something that Congress would have final say in, the EPA, or could President Trump essentially issue an executive order and he would have the final word?
From what I'm understanding, Mark, is that this would go through the process, but then it would still have to go through the House and the Senate to get the cap on the RIMS be done and everything like that. So from the way I understand it, from what our board has understood, is that would have to be going through there. It just can't be something that they can mandate and have done and go into effect, where it would have to go through the House and the Senate to get the passage in order for this to work.
As I know you're already aware, there have been a few studies done very recently by some universities regarding the impact of a RIN cap. I talked to somebody with the Renewable Fuels Association earlier today who suggested if a 10-cent RIN cap were issued that it would drop corn prices by 25%, which essentially, he said, you could be looking at a dollar per bushel or somewhere in that ballpark. And if that were to happen at a time when commodity prices are already low, what a nightmare for agriculture.
Oh, that you're right on that, Mark. That would be a complete nightmare. And it's especially when we're in the economic times that we're in right now, we can't afford any more glitches or hiccups out here in the country that that would be devastating to the American farmer.
So, Tom, what is happening between now and Monday morning? I would imagine that both at the national level and at the state level, corn growers, renewable fuels groups, everybody is rounding up the troops to try to drum up support.
You're exactly right on that end, Mark, because here in the state of Minnesota, we put a notice out for our grassroots to call our politicians out in D.C., make sure that you explain to them that a cap on the RIMs is devastating to us just because of the loss of the income that we're having right now, and added this onto it would be that much more devastating. Also, call the White House just to let them know that the RINs isn't working. Yeah, the RINs is working. Don't put a cap on it. Call USDA. We don't have a lot of time until Monday morning, and we need to get this information out. And especially if you live in a district with a Republican in office, that might have a little bit more of an influence at the administration, since it's a Republican administration. But everybody needs to know this is a serious thing, and we need to get this call of action going.
Tom, anything else on this that you want to make sure we touch on?
I think we've covered quite a bit of it there, you know, Mark. And the one thing I know is that the president has said, come in with another plan or whatever. Just don't holler the RINs cap and all this stuff that, with the RFS. So the ethanol groups, I know, have been working on something to come in with some information. And I know that our board on the national side, we've said is that, you know, if there is going to be a lawsuit that we would be involved, leave the E15 and bring the octane level up to a 95 to 97, which is what the car makers are agreeable to. And then with having the higher octane, that's going to also give us the freedom down the road to bring in E25 and maybe E30 ethanol for a blend in the gasoline.